Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Applications are now open for federal specialty crop block grants. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
Grant applications are available through the federal specialty crop block, a federal program provided by the USDA Agriculture Marketing Service and administered by the Alaska Division of Agriculture. The program seeks to enhance the competitiveness of Alaska-grown specialty crops, sustain farmers' livelihoods, and strengthen local communities. University producer groups, extension services, soil and water conservation districts, colleges, schools, and nonprofit organizations are all eligible applicants for this grant program. Grant projects are 1 to 3 years in duration and available in amounts of up to $60,000, depending on the scope of the project. Eligible projects include efforts focused on the following: enhancing food safety, improving capacity in the specialty crop distribution chain, specialty crop research, and more. Letters of intent for proposed project ideas are due to the division by 5 p.m. on Monday, February 10th. Grant projects must benefit the specialty crop industry as a whole and enhance the competitiveness of U.S.-grown specialty crops in either domestic or foreign markets. Projects that benefit a particular commercial product or provide a profit to single businesses, organizations, or individual will be deemed ineligible for funding. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines specialty crops as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops. Due to USDA restrictions, livestock, dairy, fuel and feed grains, hay, and aquaculture, with the exception of kelp and sea vegetables, are excluded from the grant program. Only projects related to specialty crops are allowed under this funding source. Find the full list of USDA-eligible specialty crops at ams.usda.gov. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
President Donald Trump vowed on Monday to rename North America's tallest peak, Denali, in Alaska, as Mount McKinley, reviving an idea he floated years ago that at the time he saw strong pushback from state political leaders. The new president also vowed to commit an executive order to the renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to call it now the Gulf of America. Here was President Trump during his inauguration speech.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs.
Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. President Trump is holding off on tariffs, but betting day one moves can cut energy prices and tame inflation. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the story.
That is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
Donald Trump is holding off on tariffs during his first day and placing a big bet that his executive actions can cut energy prices and tame inflation. But it's unclear whether his orders will be enough to move the U.S. economy as he promised. The inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending, Trump said in his inaugural address, as he suggested that increased oil production would lower prices. Orders coming Monday, including one tied to Alaska, are meant to ease the regulatory burdens on oil and natural gas production. He also intends to declare a national energy emergency in hopes of jumpstarting more electricity production. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.